A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that happens on a Friday.
That's right. And sometimes it doesn't happen at all, Gunner.
Yeah, well, see, the deal is, Dev, I'm blaming you for all that because, like, you're pregnant and, like, you know.
I take full responsibility.
Yeah. You kind of look at me sometimes, you're like, oh, I don't have time, or I don't feel good, or like, oh, heartbeats inside of me, and I just can't do it. So then I'm like, okay, way to screw up all the consistency we had going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, we had like, what, 36?
I don't know.
We had like 30 weeks in a row straight, or 32 weeks in a row straight.
Yeah.
We missed 2 weeks, not in a row, but we missed 2 weeks last week included. And yes, they were both my fault.
Yep, both were.
But they are both because I'm pregnant. I am bringing new life into this world, and I feel like absolute fucking garbage.
Apologize to the group.
99.9% of the time.
Apologize to the group.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, what do we got going on here? It's really good stuff. Yeah, but maybe he...
Maybe he's just like, they're still signing the paperwork. That could be.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
Hopefully that's a thing.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So I ended that with, what do we got going on here?
Okay. Yeah, today we're going to talk about Belfield, Germany.
Now, I do want to say, we ran through this a couple weeks ago with, you know, I came up with that, you know, with my two pieces of bullshit, where one thing is made up by me, the other one's a conspiracy theory I found on the internet, and that was actually the one I found, but you thought I made it up, which is the best part.
I thought you made this up, so this is, but the story behind it was so cool that I just thought we should do a deep dive on it.
Now, before we get into that, where can people find this bullshit on the internet?
Oh, yeah, that. Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yep.
Make sure if you are listening that you subscribe. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, just, you know, leave us a positive review or a mixed review. Just don't leave us a shitty review because that sucks, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, if you leave us shitty reviews, you can just go away.
We'll find you.
That's creepy.
Exactly.
So Belfield. Okay, this is really cool. As soon as you started talking about this, I'm like, I'm interested. I want to learn more. And there's this whole article on it.
Yeah.
So it's a city of more than 300,000 residents. There's a university. There's, of course, it's Germany. So there's a big castle, all the beautiful architecture. But there are some believers in this conspiracy that say it exists only as an illusion, possibly invented by the CIA.
Yeah, see, this is like when I found this one and you thought it was a complete bullshit one that I made up. It sounds like something I would make up, but it is actually on the internet. So people actually believe this is just like an illusion. Like it's a town built based to hide information.
A whole university, a whole city, 300,000 people, which is about, that's actually about the size of the town we're in.
Yeah.
And that's pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah, but all those 300,000 people that could all be in on it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some of them are military experts or some of them are CIA members. Maybe they're actually walking around there. I have no idea what's going on. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, so the Belfield conspiracy, it started in 1994. So I like this because all the conspiracies we do are much, much older.
Yeah, they've been around for a hot minute.
Yeah, so this is kind of fun because this is a newer one. But there was an internet forum that started it and it's just really expanded ever since.
Yeah.
And it continues to go today. So there, it's even gained some attention of the German chancellor.
Okay.
So they've even got some of like the higher ups in Germany in on like, you know, talking about this.
Now,
pretty cool.
See, I wonder the people at the top, actually. It's like, okay, it's like when you're the president of the United States, right? And the first question you ask is, where are the aliens, right? So if you become the chancellor of, you know, this town, you're like, okay, so what's going on there? What's happening? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, if you're in charge of Germany, you want to know what's happening there.
Yeah, apparently. So according to the conspiracy, the city of Belfield is an illusion. It could be Bielefeld.
I think it's Bielefeld. That's how I pronounced it, I think.
Okay, yeah. Bielefeld is an illusion, and no village is actually there. So they say that in the conspiracy, they ask non-believers three questions.
Okay.
They say, have you ever been to Bielefeld? Do you know anybody from Bielefeld? And do you know anybody who's ever been there?
Okay.
Okay. So to most people, the answer to these questions is no. And these conspiracy theorists are like, ha, told you. Okay, but I could do that with a lot of places. I could be like, hey, this tiny little town that my family's from, right?
Like, have you ever been to Brownsville, Montana. Like, right. I just made that up, but like, but have you ever been there? Do you know anybody from there? Have you heard of it before? The answer is fuck no, I haven't. I don't know anything about Brownsville because guess what? That place is made up. I just did it.
Yeah, exactly. So the conspiracy theorists claim the city was invented by a fictional entity called She.
Okay.
Okay. Possibly with the help of the Israeli intelligence agency, Mossad, or aliens, of course, they're going to do that, disguising their spaceship as Bielefeld University.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. If I'm aliens, I'm not going to disguise my shit as a university. I'm just going to be out in the open and be like, what's up, motherfuckers? I'm here. I want you to know that I'm here. I have weapons that are better than yours. I'm an alien. I traveled light years from my home planet, whatever the fuck. And I'm definitely not leaving, and there's nothing you can do. You're my bitch now.
Yeah.
That's what I do if I'm the alien.
And right now, there was one point, too, where it was speculated that Elvis Presley and Kurt Cobain are still alive at Bielefeld, and that the CIA has used this place to prevent JFK from revealing the truth about moon landings.
Okay, so here's the deal.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff.
There's a lot of shit going on in Bielefeld, Germany. Now, here's the thing. Number one, okay, let's pull this back a little bit. Okay, when you talk about Elvis, you talk about Kurt Cobain. Okay, I think like there's probably points in history where people fake their deaths who might have been famous. Like, you know, they say, oh, Tupac is still alive. They say, I've never heard Kurt Cobain still being alive. That's new to me. But, you know, there's like certain people that they claim are still alive. Yeah. Is there like one hidden location for all of them to go? Why would that make any sense? I'm sorry, but if I'm Elvis and I don't want to be famous anymore, I'm just not going to put out new music, and I'm going to put up a bigger wall outside of my house, and you're going to leave me the fuck alone.
Well, yeah. Or you buy an island and you just go to that island.
You go to that island. You have people, bring you food on a boat, and you just stay there forever, and you don't need to fake your death in order to do it.
Yeah. So I looked up Bielefeld on our Google Maps.
Okay, Google Maps.
Okay, so when you pull it up, I'm not sure what these conspiracy theorists are saying. You know, they're saying that, you know, they think it could be a front for the CIA, all of that stuff. But I mean, 300,000 people, actually, with the exact population, 341,730 people. And when you look at this, I mean, there's a lot of pictures. This is a huge place, right?
Yeah.
And what they're saying, it doesn't exist. Like, I mean, it's right there. It's right on the map.
All right, here we go. Yeah, it's right on the map, but doesn't mean it's like a town that exists, but everything there is just fake, right?
I mean, I suppose. So what's really funny is last year, the city of Bielefeld decided to put up a little offer. Okay.
Yeah.
So this whole thing had been going, this whole like conspiracy theory had been going on for a really long time. So the city of Bielefeld came up with a like funny promotion.
Sure.
They offered $1.1 million.
So what? Debunk this whole thing?
To somebody who could prove that it doesn't exist.
Okay. Well,
so it's been a year now.
Wow. Okay. So we should probably get over there and look around, right? I mean, but see, the thing is, it's like, yeah, this place could, I mean, like I said, it probably exists as a town and it's there and it might be just like, I mean, you look at, I mean, in the U.S. alone, there must be one town someplace that is like, oh, it's a real place, but they're hiding a lot of stuff there. And everybody who, quote, lives in the town actually works for the secret, right?
That's not what the conspiracy theory is saying. They're saying the town, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, but if you drive through, I mean, it has to, right? There's no way this is, I mean, unless all the buildings are like, you know, okay, like when you're a kid.
Oh my gosh, it's like the movie, The Interview, where they go and they drive by and you see the fat kid next to the grocery store.
Yep.
Like, oh, see, our kids are very fat. Everyone's very healthy. And then he goes inside and it's all fake.
Yeah, it's all fake.
Oh my gosh, what a great movie, by the way.
Oh, great movie. Yeah, no kidding.
Same, but different.
Yeah, see, I don't know. So so are people allowed to like go into this town? Like, are they allowed to like go in and check things out?
I'm curious. What's funny is when you look at the date on it, the city of Bielefeld put out this whole promotion for $1.1 million. When they did that last year, it was literally a week before I was in Germany last year. We were in Frankfurt, so it looks like it's about an hour and a half south of that area, or 2 hours south of where that is. But now I'm super curious. So my husband and I are planning on, we want to go back. It won't be this year, obviously, because 2020 sucks. And we're not sure about next year because we're going to have a kid. But we're planning on going back. And Germany wasn't originally on our list to go back to because there's other places we want to see. But now I'm so tempted because I kind of want to go and be like, here it is.
Here it is. I found it. Give me my money.
Found Bielefeld.
Yeah, I found it. Give me my cash. But then you try to...
No, the cash is if you can prove it doesn't exist.
Well, maybe you start opening doors and everything's locked, right? That's the thing. You could... They could have all these buildings that are completely, yeah, just like shells. And just, I don't know, man.
I wonder if there's any like public forums or like Facebook groups of people that say, hi, like I live in Bielefeld. I go to the university.
I don't know. See, we got to get over there and check it out.
This place exists. However, that does sound like a really good excuse to go there.
Yeah, no kidding.
If COVID would fuck off and let us have some fun.
Fuck off and let us go to Germany, right?
Yeah, seriously.
We want to make that cash. We want to prove that it's not real.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's some stuff right there. I mean, shit. When I covered this on the show a couple weeks ago, it was not nearly as in depth and really makes you think, what is really going on in that town?
Yeah, and if you can prove it doesn't exist, there's $1.1 million on the line for you.
Yeah, which you'll probably be murdered for. Like, you'll be like, hey, I found the secret. And it's like, oh, poof, there you go. You're done. You're toast.
Exactly.
All right, that's a rabbit hole to crawl down. Now, today I got two different conspiracy theories, one of which I completely made up. The other one I found on the internet. So it could be true, could be fake. I have no idea. Now, we do keep score of this shit. Devin, what's currently the score?
Right now, I have 21 and you have 14.
14. So I'm still behind, but I'm not as bad as it once was.
You're still 7 points behind.
I know, but I feel like at one point I was like 11 points behind, so I've been catching up a little bit. All right,
I know, it goes back and forth.
Now today I've decided to jump down an interesting rabbit hole in the Google searches. Today is actually Friday the 13th, you know, so
it is. Yeah,
which Friday the 13th in 2020 has to be the scariest day for anybody out there, you know. Bad things will happen.
It's
on
just,
Friday the 13th.
It's funny because there's like, I've already gotten a bunch of Snapchats for like one of my friends. Okay, she dropped her protein shake outside all over the place.
Yeah.
Went inside and was like, okay, whatever, my day will go on. She left to go buy another one, and because it's cold here today, it had turned to ice, and she slipped on it and fell on the same protein shake that has now frozen. I spilled boiling water all over my hand this morning, so that was fun.
I just spilled coffee on my desk. My kids are in my office doing something. I just spilled coffee all over my desk, so.
The thing is, I would say, like, oh, it's because it's Friday the 13th. I'm always this klutzy.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And especially now with pregnancy, it's, like, gotten worse.
Yeah.
So... I'm not blaming it on, I don't believe in the whole Friday the 13th crap.
Well, you might now, because the first conspiracy theory I have today is the dark history of Friday the 13th. The dark history of Friday the 13th. This one is very grim. Okay, Friday the 13th is a day where people think bad things will happen. Well, it has been reported that the reason why Friday the 13th is around is because it originated from the story of Jesus's Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present the night before he died. However, there is another theory out there. All right. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that Friday the 13th originated in 1687 on a Friday where 13 self-proclaimed witches were burned at the stake in a small town in Vermont. The leaders who burned them at the stake would go around every time Friday the 13th would pop up and question all the females in the town to determine if they were witches also.
All right.
That is the dark history of Friday the 13th.
Okay.
The next one I have is the Death Forest. Wow, just grim topics today. The Death Forest. You ready for this?
Wow.
I know. I didn't even think about this one like I was putting all the shit together. Okay. Yeah. You got the dark history of Friday the 13th and the Death Forest.
Going down a dark hole this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. So the Death Forest. Here we go. Mount Fuji is 60 miles southwest of Tokyo and one of the largest active volcanoes in the world. At the bottom of the mountain lies a forest where terrible things happen. This particular forest is rated number 2 on the planet where people commit suicide. Okay, this is horrible shit.
Ugh.
While some believe it is because it is a peaceful place to die, others believe there's another reason behind it. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that if you walk into the forest and take your own life, you will instantly come back as a ghost and be able to live in the forest forever walking amongst the trees.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That is the Death Forest.
Okay. All right. Ready?
I guess so. I don't know.
I think you made up. I think the lie.
Yeah.
I think you made up Friday the 13th.
You think I made up the dark history of Friday the 13th?
Yes, and you did, didn't you?
I made up the death. No, I made up Friday the 13th.
I knew it. You had your tell that time.
What was my tell?
I don't know.
Fuck. See, this is the problem when you decide to skip weeks on me and you don't want to do shows. I get on the roll. The ball gets rolling down the mountain.
You had one. What do you mean on a roll?
I'm rolling down the fucking mountain. Everything's good. I'm winning week after week, catching up. Everybody's hitting me up.
You won one week. You won last week. It's still 22-14.
Everybody's using the hashtag all over social media. Gunner is a champion. And you know what? And then you come and, you know, just blast me here because, like, you keep skipping weeks because you're pregnant brain.
No! You won 1 week.
Multiple weeks.
1 week.
Go back and listen.
It's been a while.
All right, yeah, okay.
And I knew that was the one because you had your tail.
I don't know what my tail was. I think I know what it is, though. I actually think I know
what it is. What do you think
it is? I'm not going to tell you, but I think I know what it is.
Okay, you should change it then.
Okay, I will. Anyway, where can people find this shit on the internet?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie of Facebook and Instagram. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to us right now, subscribe, bitches.
Yeah, just do it. And with that, be safe on Friday the 13th. Hopefully we're back next week. I don't know. You know, Devin just always, you know, canceled on me.
You know, whatever. It depends. We will be back next week. When we're not here, it's because I'm usually sick from pregnancy. Because pregnancy, it turns out, is not enjoyable.
Well, you know what? You got yourself knocked up. It's nobody else's fault. So stop taking that out on anybody.
We did do this on purpose.
Exactly.
That's very true.
All right. So with that, have a good weekend, and we'll just check you later.
Have a fantastic weekend.